Learning about the Meraglim. Rosh Hashanah Lamedal Amud Beis, the very last three words, learning about the Meraglim. By Yeshuvim Mitzur Arz, they came back from spying on the land. Top of the next page. By Yelchu Vayavoyu, they went and they came. Amud Rab Yechon said, Meshum Rab Shimon Yechoy, Makish Halicha Labi. We're comparing when they went to when they came back. Ma Bia Be'etzero, just like when they came back, they came back with a bad strategy to say bad stories about Yisro. Af Halicha Be'etzero, from the beginning they went with bad designs, even though they're all tzaddikim. So the Rebbe explains according to Chassidus that they intended, their intentions were good, because they said, you know, in the Midbar we can sit and learn and be with Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Yisro we'll have to work. Why would you want to go to Yisro? It's much better in the Midbar. And they were punished because the ultimate purpose of every Jew is to be in this world, and while you're here, serve the Eibishter. Anyway, they continued, they told over to him, they said, Bonu, we came to Yisrael, and they started off saying it was a land flowing milk and honey, and these are the fruits. Then it says, Ephet, however, ki az ha'om, they're very powerful. Call Lashon Hara, any Lashon Hara, she'aim by davar, emes b'chilasa, if you don't start off with some truth, aim is kaim b'seifer, we'll never finish with it. They started off saying it's a land flowing milk and honey, so that people started listening. Then they listened to the bad things they said. Then the prophet said, "Vayahas kolav zom kolav, quieting down all the people." El Moshe against Moshe. Amar Rabba shehisisim b'dvorim, that he convinced them with words. Pasach Yeshua. In other words, what do you mean? Pasach Yeshua. First Yeshua started talking. Guys, what are you doing? How can you go and attack Moshe Rabbeinu? The Kamishtoy. And while he was talking, Amar, the people started shouting, "Dein roish kitei, a guy who has a missing head, Yemalal. You want to be the head of the Eden, and you're waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to talk." You have a vested interest. Furthermore, the word Moshe Rabbeinu added the letter Yud. Yud is like a broken vav, so the broken letter. Also, you have no kids. You have no sons. How can you get up and talk? Amad, so Kolov said, Imish Te'ina, if I talk, Amri Be Milsa, if I talk, they'll also scream at me. So V'chasmila shut me up. Amal, and he said, V'chizu Bavadas Ben Amram, the only thing Ben Amram did. Savri Be'genusi Kamishtoye. As soon as he started saying, you think this is the only thing Ben Amram did, they all thought that he's on the side of all the Eden, and he will attack Moshe Rabbeinu. Ishtiku, they were all quiet. Amalu, he said, you know what else he did? Hoitzi Yonim Mitzrayim, took it out of Mitzrayim, Korolon Sayam, split the sea, Achilon Saman, fed us the man. Im Yemed, he would tell us, Asu Sumas, create ladders, Valulu Laki, and go up to the heaven. Loi Nishmal, I won't be listening to him. So that's how he got them on side. So then he said, Oloi nale v'yirashnoi, so let's go to Israel and inherit it. V'anoshim asher oloimoi omru loinucho. But the other people there said, we can't. What do we can't? Omru chini about papa. V'agodul dibru maraglim. They said a very big thing here. V'oi sesho, ki chozak whom he menu, that he's stronger than him. Who's him? Al tikin menu menu kvayoch v'ashem kvayoch. Afilu balabayzi yoch loizi kelem ashav. As if the Abish himself cannot remove, they bring the Eden there. Eda, tachel ashav. It's a land that consumes its dwellers. Everybody was dying there. I tried to do good for them. They turned it into bad. Whatever they arrived, it's all maize. People were dying. Chashiva did whom? Their choshev, people were dying. They need to do so. They should be so occupied in burying the dead, they won't notice the meraglim. And they won't ask any questions about the meraglim. And we can have others say, Eiv noch nafshi. Eiv himself died. They were all busy being masped and eulogizing him. Heim choshev, the meraglim translated, interpreted, Lera, that was for bad. Edits, everybody keeps on dying around us. We were on our own eyes like grasshoppers. We felt small. That's how they looked at us. They're lying. They know what the goyim think of them. We felt small. That's true. This is how we appeared to them. How do they know how the goyim looked at them? Says the Gemara, "V'loy, it's not necessarily so." When they were feeding the mourners with food, to say, "As they have mivari," they were under the cedar trees. V'chichazinu, when the meraglim saw these people walking under the cedar trees, solku, they went away. Yossi Bilani sat on top of the tree. Shami, they heard ka'amri, that the people were talking. Kichazinu inchi, we see the humans, the damu lekamti, that look like grasshoppers, Bilani hiding in the trees. So they overheard them. That's exactly how the goyim described them. But as Rebbe always says, you know why the goyim looked at us small? Because we looked in our own eyes as small. If we had enough confidence in Amun and Hashem, then they will also have respect for us. But Tisa Kol Eidim, the entire people start to cry. Eaten his kolam, he could raise the voice and cried. Amar Rabban Bechon, Isa Yem Edav Tisha B'Avoy. That day was Edav Tisha B'Av. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Heim Baruch Hu B'Chiyah Shalchinim. They cried for naught. Van the Ekvilim B'Chiyah Deres. I make them cry for a good reason. Tisha B'Av, you know, we all know what happened. Yem Rukol Eidim, little Gemara Isa B'Avoyim. They want to stone them. Uksiv, who do they want to stone? Uksiv, Ukavoyd Havaya Nida B'Avoy. God's glory appeared. Amar Moyed, Amar B'Chiyah Rabban Melamed Shenot Lo Avoyim. They took stone and symbolically Vezorkum Kav Meila. They threw against Chas Hashem the Eibushter. Yemusu Anoshim, they died. My tzidim is Aretz Rabba Magefa. Those people who spread these bad stories, they died in a Magefa. Amar Abshem Elokish, Meisu Misa Mishuna. They all died a strange death. Amar Abchinin, about Papa, what exactly happened? Doros Abishalayish, Kama Martin Malamed, comes teach you. Sheni Star Vave Lishonim. Their tongues extended, the Nafal Tiburim fell on their navels. Vayotaylim Yaitz Lishonim, and their worms crawled out of their noses, out of their tongues. Vinichnosim Tiburim entered their navels, Umitiburim back from their navels. Vinichnosim went in their tongues. Vinach Yisrael Abaskim, they died from diphtheria, from strangulation. Back to what we started off saying, when the last Eden crossed the yard, the water started flowing again. And when they went up, when they walked out and they went to the dry land, and the yard went back to its original place. Continued flowing like yesterday before. And all its banks. The Kainim were standing on one side of the Jordan. Another side. So how did the Kainim cross? The Nasa Aron is Noisav. Then the Aron picked up. Nasa Aron is Noisav. The Aron itself picked up the Kainim Ba'ava and they crossed. And it says, Vahikash Atam Kolam Lava, when they all finished crossing, Vayavar and Hashem Kainim, and all the people were on the other side. So the Aron raised them. And that's what Uzzah was punished. And it says, Vayavoyu at Goyden Kaden. They came to a place called Goyden Kaden. Vayishlak Uzzah Yelach of the Yard. And the horse stopped. And it looked like the Aron was falling out of the wagon. So Uzzah tried to catch it. And he was punished because the Aron could take care of itself, even though he tried to do the right thing. The Aron can carry the Kainim who were carrying the Aron. Surely the Aron can take care of itself. Hashem got angry with Uzzah. And he actually killed him over there on the spot. One guy said, "What would he get punished? Because he stuck his hand out, tried to hold the urn." That he did something wrong. He decided to urinate right in front of the urn, which is despicable. He died there. He went straight to the urn. It says, he went with the urn. He died. The urn is always forever. Of course, he went to the urn. David was upset. Allah was upset why Hashem did this to Uzzah, because he was also involved. What do you mean by yichar? Like a charred cookie that became black. He got angry. He became black. Every time it says Vayichar, it became black. Everywhere else it says Vayichar Af. Here it says Lachalaksiv Af. Here it just says Vayichar. Vayichar is almost like a child cooking. Why was David punished? He called the Torah. He refers to Torah as if it's songs. In Tanya, the last few days, it says your Torah was to me like a song. The base Megura in my house where I was brought up. I'm like a Baruch Hu Divrei Torah Shekasaben. The Torah where it says Hasoyif Einachaboy. That somebody looks over it. Veinenu. Disappears. You call it a song. The entire world rests on the Torah. You call it a song. I'm going to make sure that you sin. Even kids know in the school that's a mistake. See, it says when they cost that Bnei Kos, he didn't give them wagons because they had to carry the urn on their shoulders. The EU, and when David finally brought the urn to the Shalim, they carried Asya Bagal, they brought in wagons. They brought the urn on a wagon when they should have brought it on their shoulders. So Hashem then when struck the people of Shemesh, because they saw the urn Hashem, because they saw, that's why they got punished. Why? What was the punishment? They were still working while the urn was going through and they're looking down. Instead of stopping and giving their cheres to the urn, they were doing their own work and they were looking and giving. That was very disrespectful. The Chadom and Mili Nami Amr. That not only that, but even had kindness to the urn. What did it say? Next page. Man Amrach the Imrayit. Yeah. Who got you angry when you got angry? Why were you taken to the police in the first place? Man Asalach the Ifayist. And who brought you back? that you came on your own, who should appease you? In other words, you went to the plishti for 7 months and everything else. Why didn't you stop that? So people were upset. They said that against the Aron. So that's why they died. How many people died? 70 people and 50,000 people. That's strange. If it was 50,000, 70 people would have said 50,000, 70 people. It says 70 people and 50,000 people, like two separate groups. Total 70 people died. Each of these people was so eminent that shakol kechamishim elav. Each one was of equal value of 50,000 people. The chadom, another one says chamishim elav, there were 50,000. The chol echav echad shakol kechivim sanhedrin, but each one of them was equal to the 70 sanhedrin. But he it happened kitzadum. It happened that when they took steps, Noise Aron, those who carried Aron, Hashem, Shishat Adim, 6 steps, Vayid Barashoy, Maria, they put a cow and a sheep. Uksiv, it says, Shiva Parim, Shiva Elim, and another place it says, 7, it was not only 1 and 1, but 7 bulls and 7 rams. Abba Abba Rashmal, I'll call Psi, Psi, and every step they took, in Shalayim, Shoyder, Maria, they took a cow and a ram, I'll call Shiva, Shiva Parim, Shiva Elim. And every 6 step they took a 7 and 7. Abba Chizim, Cain, if so, me, Lady Galad, Israel, Obamas. If they brought a carbon every step, you had to build some kind of an altar. You know how many rocks and altar? It was impossible. Elim Chizim, I'll call Shej, Vish, Psi, Shoyder, Maria, and every 6 steps they took a sheep, a cow and a sheep. I'll call Shisha's Dodin, Sheep, and every 36 steps, they did Shiva Parim and Shiva Melim, which is also quite a lot, but not as much. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk they brought the Aron to Gaiden Kidain. Ksiv, another pasuk says they brought it to Gaiden Nochen. Which one is it? Amr Echim Betchila Kidin. Rabbi Yechon said, when the Aron came there, first of all, it was Kidain, it was a judge, because it killed Uzzah. But it'll be safe at the end, after this 6 months in the house of Ovid Edom, because David didn't know where to keep it, nobody wanted it. He put it in the house of Ovid Edom, so Nochem became good. He prepared a house for it, and he was blessed. He had a wife and kids, and all his kids had, his wife had 6 kids at a time. A lot of blessings came out of them. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Or it means, as other people learn, that Goyden Nochem is first. That's when they came to the Beis HaMikdash place, and then later on, Kidon was judged, and the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. It comes out, there were 3 kinds of stones. First, Moshe had stones where he wrote the whole Torah. Shneim it says, Moshe wrote the whole Torah. So first he had the stones of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you had Olahalon, who I'm. Then he said, then another passage, Yeshua had to write the entire Torah. He took stones from the Yarden, took it with them, and built a mezbeach where they came out by Har Ebal, and then they brought it back to Gilgal and they put it up there. And then the third set of stones was in the Yarden. People should know the Yarden. One he made in the Yarden itself, so people should know that the Yarden was split. Never says his name. Says, Yarden. 12 stones he set them in the Yarden, the Echot Shehekim Gilgal, and then the one that he did in Gilgal, they made a mezbeach. The stones they took out made a mezbeach by Har Abel, folded them up, brought them back to Gilgal, and they set them up there. And that's the one that has a tait on it as well. Remember, it says, the 12 stones that they took. Tell them what we learned. How did they write on the Mizbeach in Har? On the Mizbeach in Har Abel, they wrote the tait, then they in 70 languages, and then they brought it back to Gilgal. Remember, we had an argument where Har Abel was. Was it right next to Gilgal, or was it over 60 kilometers away on the other side? Abu Yudah says, even though first the Torah says you put plaster, and then it says write, but it says you should write on the stones directly. So he said you wrote directly on the stones. Remember, it says the kasafta alu avonim on the stones. You should write it. Called the Torah, then the achikach. Only afterwards, so the oisim b'si, they put plaster. Why they put plaster afterwards? So that they should protect the words, and they wrote it on the stones. According to you, the whole idea was that they should all read the Torah in different languages, but if you cover it over with plaster, how in the world is anybody going to read it? The only reason why the Eibishter told Moshe to write in 70 languages so that the Goyim shouldn't have any time to say, oh, you never gave us the Torah, so we learned, we never were able to learn. So he wrote in 70 languages that every Goy, if they wanted, they could have learned. Even though he went around already by Matan Torah and he said, you know, Neich and all that, he still gave him another chance. Even though Gemara Vodizor will have the Goyim will still say, you never took a mountain to put over our heads, but at least he gave you the option to learn Torah. Amalai. Yeah. And the only Torah that was written for Goyim was Torah Shebiksav. You're not allowed to learn Torah Shebiksav with Goyim, but Torah Shebiksav. Tosis and Gittin brings down the Samach. Why can't you learn Torah Shabbat Peh with Goyim? Because we don't want Goyim walking around saying we're a Yid, but we know the whole Torah inside and outside. That's why Ches Tes Yud Tevis was 3 days of fast days, because that's when Talmei HaMelech translated the Torah and made it available to everybody, and that was a bad thing. Amalai, only Moshe was able to do it then. Amalai, so Rabbi Yud answered back. Bina Yisayda Nasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they gave them wisdom. The Shigru Noitinish, and they sent their scribes. The Kilfu Zasi, they were able to remove the plaster. The Siyua, and they were able to write and edit and write, you know, whatever it says on the stones. The Machlekes again, what was written on the stones? The Tayyat Teda, or just the Tamtis of all the Nakut of all the Mitzvahs, and or just the curses and the blessings, and so on. Valdovas and his chatting zardina. I mean, this is why they were going were punished. Lebeir shachas. You know why they're going were punished? Shahoyu lelalam. But they had an opportunity, and they actually wrote it down, so they had it. And velelamdu, they never learned it. Whatever happened to these 70 different interpreters would be very interesting to find. Rab Shimon argues. He says, I got be sidkus for. They wrote actually directly on the plaster. The kosru lelamata. They wrote on the plaster, and the very end of the page, they wrote. They wrote in the bottom, Leman, the Pasik, that the seven nations of Israel have to be destroyed. So he said over there that the only ones that have to be destroyed are the ones living in Israel. And the reason is we don't want the Eden to learn from the bad habits. But those seven nations who live outside of Israel, if they do tshuva, the reason why we got to destroy the goyim in Eretz Yisrael is the Eden should learn from them. But those outside of Eretz Yisrael, not inside, according to Rashi, those who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, they want to do tshuvah, and they would accept him. What about the ones in Eretz Yisrael? Rashi also did not accept them because they weren't genuine, they were just scared and get killed. The Rambam, however, holds that if the goyim in Eretz Yisrael do tshuvah, we will accept. Even the Kanani will accept him. Rashi holds no. Only those out. But for me, from here you see clearly they wrote the entire Torah. So they wrote the bottom of the daf, they wrote this pasuk, not just the klolus and the brachas. Yeah, oh my Rav, my time, Rav, and what's Rav Shimon Svara? Why did they write plaster first and on top of that? It says, what's a little hard to understand, why did they have plaster at all? The Hoyu Ami Misrafai, see the nations that burned over there the plaster. So what do you mean? They'll be burnt al iske seed because of the story of the plaster. They didn't learn from the writing on top of the plaster. So we see that they wrote on top of the plaster. So they didn't even have to work hard to get the writing of the Torah. It was right there, visible. Why it was written on top of plaster is not so clear. I haven't seen a good explanation why. According to this, yeah. Burning, they all go to Gehenna. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said that the plaster was on top of that. So what do you mean they were burnt because of the plaster? Ki seed, they were burnt like plaster. Ma seed, ain't le takkana seifa. The plaster, the only way to get rid of it is by burning it. These guys who could have learned the Torah, they didn't get burned. Kaman Ozla Tanya, according to who goes the following braisa, which says, v'shavisa shevi, you should, when you go to war on your enemies, you can capture. L'rabbis kananim, to include even the seven nations that Hashem said to destroy Israel, you're allowed to capture them. Shebechutzlaz, if they're outside of Israel. Shim chayzim b'tshuvik kamazan, that if they do tshuvik, take them back. This is exactly like what it says before, that the bottom line, they wrote the pasuk l'man yilmudu. Yeah, we bring it back. Command get up Shimon, that follows up Shimon, that says that on the bottom was written an extra pasuk, do tshuva, guys, to encourage them to do tshuva, that all those chutz laretz come and do tshuva, according to Rashi, not in Israel. According to Rambam, even those in Israel come and do tshuva. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow.